Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your alacrity having couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December the 12th, 2011.
And this is episode 39.
Prime number today.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. 1 times 39, 3 times 13, or what?
3 times
what?
13 is 39?
What? Kick in the butt?
I guess I don't know my prime numbers very well.
Yeah. So, it is not a prime number. But it's only 3 times 13, so it's all good, babe. That's what I'm here
for.
I
thought it was a prime number.
I know.
13 is a prime number.
It is. So it's 3 and 1. What?
I'm horrible at math. But welcome
but
to
you're awesome at everything else. And I just told it I'm awesome at interrupting you.
You are. I was just gonna tell them that I was glad to have them on for another episode of the At Valentine Podcast.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Sounds so humble.
Well, I am humbled by our loyal listeners, because if it wasn't for them, well, we'd probably still be doing it, but
I would be doing it, but see, even if not one single person listened, I would still do this.
Right.
Because when we're old and gray, we can listen to it.
Right. But we're glad that you are enjoying it.
We are very glad
and
you're enjoying it.
We love Sharon and I are live with you all.
What is up with you?
I know I'm slipping back. I'm slipping back, babe. I'm going back.
You going back to North Carolina?
I'm going back to Monterey. Y'all.
Oh, anyway, but so we didn't do anything this weekend. This was another. Oh, we did do one thing.
We did do some stuff this weekend.
We did. We put up the tree.
We did, and you wrapped Christmas gifts.
I did. I only have one more of Jay's gifts to wrap.
Right.
And then I'm done with his.
Right.
And he teases me because I'm like, oh wait, it's not enough stuff. And he says, oh babe, it's enough stuff. And the next day, I'm like, it doesn't look a lot. And Jay's like,
No, you say.
Well, what happened?
No, you said, babe, I wish I could get you more stuff. I was like, well, you can if you wanted to. And then I walked back in and said, babe, that's a lot of presents up there. And then the next day, he was like, really, babe? Is that a lot of presents? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, really? Do I need to get more?
You're just messing with me.
I know.
But I have one more. I have to get some of those clothing boxes,
right,
from Walmart to wrap his and some other gifts in. And I have to finish shopping for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that this coming weekend and I'll be done.
I know.
I'll probably grab up some stocking stuff, some little fun stuff from maybe Bed Bath & Beyond or something.
Right, right. And I am looking, and all my gifts that I have for you, I believe, have shipped. And I'm excited.
Whoa, see, they ship fast.
I got the first one today, and that's going to be cool.
And it's one that's not even on my list.
I know. It was
that's
one
pretty
that,
awesome.
One that I had saw, and I was actually going to get it for you already. So it's pretty cool. So I'm looking, yeah, man, it's pretty cool getting all this stuff coming in. And, you know, I get to taunt you with it now and be like, don't look at the presents.
But the difference is that you say, hey, go on, look at it.
I will. Because I'm like, hey, you want to look at it? Yeah.
I won't look at it.
I know.
I wouldn't look at it.
I know.
I'm not like you.
I'll look at it, but I won't pay attention. I look at it. Don't mean I'm going to read it. No, I wouldn't open it. Unless it's something I really, really, really think I want, like right now.
And then I played WoW and Skyrim.
Is one of the things in there something I really want right now?
I don't know.
No, I'm messing with you.
Well, I'm sure there's something you really wanted right now. You would just bought it.
Yeah, like I did the robe.
Yeah. So, played WoW and Skyrim. Back into WoW. I'll talk about that in the gaming section. And then back into Skyrim. I'll also talk about that too.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of laziness. We took a long nap. It's like a 4-hour nap.
Yeah, this was on Saturday because we took Sammy to the vet to get his biannual checkup.
Basically, $64 to for them to tell us he's okay.
And to get one shot that his I could probably give him. I could have given him that shot. Then you know
you
that?
Couldn't, you don't have access to Bordetella medicine.
I bet you I could. I bet you I can get it on Amazon.
No, you can't.
Or eBay.
You cannot get Bordetella medicine on Amazon or eBay.
I bet you I could.
You can probably find it on Craigslist illegally.
I know. It can be found. It can be found.
So he's healthy.
Yeah, boo. I mean, yay.
He's gonna live for a long, long time.
And he gained 3 pounds.
He did. He gained 3 pounds, and
I think that's muscle.
Yeah, because he looks thinner than he was when he came. He's leaner.
Yeah, he's lean machine. He's annoying.
I mean, he's still a little chubby because that's just his breed.
And I was trying to give him away at work because somebody was looking for a small dog.
Stop trying to give Sammy away. I'm starting to love the little guy.
Hey, Sammy.
Yeah, see,
anyway,
you love him too.
No, I don't.
But and then we went over to my parents' house. My sisters weren't there, so it was just us and the parents.
Yep.
Which was cool. My mom had borrowed Rigor Mortis barbecue sauce recipe, and she had made some pulled pork with it.
Right, and it was very
good. It was really good.
It was.
And we just had a fun talk with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he was still a little lucid. Well, not lucid, but he was still a little. Sorry about that. And he was still a little loopy from his procedure he had done earlier that day.
Yeah, they had. There was some Valium.
Right. And, but yeah, that was pretty much our weekend. Oh, and then we went to Casual Mail. I got $20 from Casual Mail for Christmas. And then I still had like 20 some bucks on my gift card from my whole jacket debacle. Did I ever talk about that on the show?
I don't think you ever talked about that.
Oh, man. So I went to Casual Mail and bought a winter jacket because I thought I didn't have one. The jacket messed up, so I took it back, and they didn't have my size. So basically, I ended up getting another jacket. It's such a long story.
So
they couldn't find, I threw my receipt away. They couldn't find my receipt. So I had to wait like 3 days for them to try to get the receipt from corporate and stuff. So by the time they got my receipt, they didn't have my size. So I called them. I was like, well, can I come down and bring it? And they said, yes, you can go ahead and bring it. And I was like, I'm going to trade it in for one of the 626 fleece jackets you have. And when I got down there, the lady was like, okay, here's your fleece jacket. Let me have your jacket. We're going to exchange it. And we noticed that you bought one of these fleece jackets a couple of years ago. And I was like, I did? And I didn't even remember. So.
And Jay was like, I don't think so. Yeah, that's what, like, you said.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think so. I don't remember buying a jacket. You know, I would have remembered that because I went last winter without, you know, a big old jacket. So we're driving home and it's bugging me. And I'm like, okay. This is really bugging me. So I get home, I walk into our cloak closet, I look down, and there's the jacket I had bought 2 years ago from Casual Mail.
On the ground. So you had a warm coat last year.
I did.
Didn't know it and you didn't wear it.
Right.
How'd you forget in a year?
I don't know. I'm too busy. I'm worried about stuff.
Or you're getting old.
I'm worried you're wearing me too much, babe.
Or as my dad says, mature.
No, he didn't say mature. He says mature. But
I'm not worrying you too much. I just heard you. But remember you saying that. Shut up.
But so I called them and they let me bring it back, which was awesome. So I got a gift card and everything, which was fine. I mean, because I was gonna buy some clothes anyway. But because of their great service, I did call corporate to leave a message. Not a message, but I did leave a compliment to that store and their staff because they really were about customer service. Unlike some company I'm gonna talk about in odds and ends that I love their product, but their customer support is horrible. Or customer service. But anyway, I took my gift card, my $20. And they had a nice big old robe that they had. So I ended up getting that this weekend, and I've been enjoying myself in my big old robe the cold weather.
And I even tried it on, and I was like, oh, this is nice, because it really, like, it
engulfs you.
Engulfs me, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice. But I'm not going to steal his robe. I'm not going to steal it.
It engulfs me, too. That's the awesome part.
Happy to have Jay's robe. When he's not home, maybe I might not take a shower or something. That'd be nice to have.
That'd be awesome. Well, yeah. we did a little bit of that. We didn't make it to the comic book store. I know Dan's kind of like,
where are they? So it's going to be like a month's worth of comics.
It's going to be like $300 worth of comics.
It's not
going
to be $300, but it's going to be a lot. It's going to be like at least $200. Maybe.
I just say a lot so you won't be freaking out when we go there. He's like, $86 or $66.
I'm going to freak out when I go this weekend.
Yeah. And we have to go this weekend because it's his fourth anniversary of owning the Zone.
It's
a Daniversary.
We should take him a little gift.
We should. And maybe he'll knock some of our
off. Well, see, you're so devious.
I am not devious. I'm just joking.
I just want to give him a little anniversary gift.
We'll give him an anniversary gift. Hey, man, he always talks us into buying stuff. So he got to make a living. He got to make a living.
Yeah.
And speaking of comic books, you know what?
Media.
It is media time.
And one of my favorite sections in media, because I love to watch movies.
Was Movies by Chance. So last week we rolled a 97, and it was a movie called Blindsight. Blindsight is a documentary about six Tibetan children that were...
Or young people.
Six young Tibetan people. Well, they were teenagers. They were teenagers.
Yeah, so. The oldest was like 19, so I guess they were teenagers.
So, teenagers, young adults, and they were blind. And they were going to climb Mount Everest. And this is a documentary of their journey, of their preparation, and the actual climb up to Mount Everest. It was a really good documentary, and it was really heart-touching. And you got to see a lot... personally, you, babe, some stuff that I saw firsthand when I was in China, how some of the people that are challenged, like with blindness or crippleness and stuff like that, how they are treated in the there in China.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they feel like their disability is somehow their fault, and because they sin in a previous life or they had done something really bad, and it was really sad, or the anger of some spirit, and it was really sad to see that they get blamed for something like that.
Right. And it's really hard for them. They're having a disability.
Yeah, and they always call them idiots and morons, and it's really sad to see.
Yeah. So we watched that, and
it was really good.
It was really good.
And it was really inspiring, and if you get a chance to see it, they try to make it to the peak beside Mount Everest.
Lodging, or something like that.
Yes, and that's, something like that.
Yeah, that's their target to get to, and you have to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really good.
It's really good, So, and it was really good because one of the guys that was helping them make this trek up to Mount Everest, he was a blind guy from here in the United States, and he made that trek up, and they heard about him. And the lady from Germany that was blind also that went to Tibet to start the blind school, she took herself to Tibet and started this school by going to villages and finding children that were blind. And she was teaching them Braille and everything else.
Yeah, it's very inspiring.
Yeah, so there's a whole lot more than just talking about, them climbing the mountain. But there's the history of how the blind school got started there in Tibet. And the lady from Germany, that she was blind herself. And she flew herself. Well, not, she didn't pilot the plane. But she got herself to Germany. She flew herself to Germany. Not Germany, but Tibet, and started this school and recruited these kids. And it's just a very inspiring story. So we just totally suggest it for everyone to watch.
Yeah.
Everyone to watch.
It was like 4 out of 5 stars. It was really good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So we have a new chance to watch a movie. And
right. And you have your dice.
Yeah. And there's some not so desirable movies on there. And Jay suggested that we could take them off. But, you know, I kind of like the element of danger.
Right. I was
that we
like,
might get them.
Yeah. I was like, since, you know, if you're worried about it, you know, we can just take it off, you know, and roll with it. But you was like, no, no, no. And I was like, okay.
Element of danger. I all need right. that.
So we have 180. So go for it.
All right. Five. 11.
15.
7.
7.
11.
4 more.
11 again. 1. 17.
Last one.
9.
All What's right. That? That's 87. 87 is going to be the Catherine Tate show.
We've already seen that.
Who put that on there?
I did. No, we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that.
Okay, it's an acid-tongued British comedian, Catherine Tate's most famous character are on full parade in this awkward winning BBC.
We haven't seen it. It was suggested by Aprillion.
Okay.
So.
And so 180
we can just
here.
Watch a couple episodes of that if we get that.
All right, 1 to 180 here. 96 is what's on random.org.
Okay.
And that is The Fighter.
The Fire?
Fighter.
The Fighter. Oh, cool.
All right.
All right.
So, odd is roll. Even is random.org.
12.
So, that is going to be The Fighter.
The Fighter.
Which is number 19.
T6. Awesome.
All right. Has some bad news here.
What's the bad news? It's not there anymore?
All right. Here we go. So, Law Abiding Citizen goes away on the 17th. That's the one with Jamie Foxx and Gerald Butler.
So, we need to watch it.
And
that's no problem.
Sling Blade. Have you seen Sling Blade?
No, not really. I've seen bits and pieces. It not goes, enough.
Next Monday is when it goes off.
Well, then I guess we'll have to watch all three of those.
All right, so you might want to add those in the show notes so we remember.
Fighter and Sling Blade.
Right.
And what was the other one called with Jamie Foxx?
Law Abiding Citizen. Law.
Okay. Is it the only one that's going away?
Yep. Those okay. are the two that are going away this week.
Okay. Yep. So we have three movies. I'm so excited. I love watching movies. We have three movies to watch before. Yay.
All right. So, yeah. So, Friday for sure and everything. So, that's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing those. And we finished the series
Yeah, finished Dead Like Me.
Yep.
Which was really good. I think it was really good. I had seen it already. What did you think?
It was good. I mean, it was, you know, it was quirky and, you know, what's the dark humor, I guess?
Mm-hmm. It's really dry, dark humor.
That was really good, and I like how it ended. I mean, I think it was fitting for how it ended, you know. And, you know, we won't watch the movie yet because you suggested
it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I mean, you can watch it. We can start watching it if you want. But
well, you said you didn't finish the whole thing.
I didn't. And do you know how rare that is for me to not finish a movie?
I know. That's why.
It was so bad, I had to turn it off. I was like, this is horrible.
Right, right. So. So, I'm not too worried about it, you know.
And then we played some video games.
Yeah. So, after the show last week, well, before the show, we were talking to Ralph and Buxley from AIE and also had a visitor from Chris from work. Chris, he showed up in a Google Hangout with us. And then while we were hanging out, Buxley and Ralph, they're in the Diablo 3 beta and suggested, you know, after the show, we do, you know, do some Diablo 3 in, you know, in the beta. So we got in, we did four monks, no, four
witch doctors. And that was fun.
And so, you know, we ran through the beta real quick and we beat it and, you know, after the show and got everything uploaded and it was really fun.
Yeah. And, it was just fun running with them because,
right.
You know, we used to run with each other, but it was just cool.
Right, right. So we're in the van, you know, hanging out with them and just having a good time. So, so thanks, Ralph and Bucks. That was a good time hanging out for you guys last Monday.
And I'm excited. Diablo's getting closer and closer.
Yep. And speaking of Blizzard games.
Yep. Been playing a lot of WoW.
What?
I've been playing a ton of WoW. I've been playing WoW almost every day, which is unusual for me.
Right.
And I have to give a thanks to Servilia.
Mm-hmm.
Because he poured a bucket of much needed water on my head.
Yeah.
I actually started the quest for the rogue legendary daggers.
Right, right.
And I pickpocketed the fourth boss of the raid. Thanks, Muirton. And then I had to do some other quests, and then I had to do a sneaky quest that worked out in the end for me because somebody else happened to be killing the same boss I needed to kill.
That was like two other people, right?
Yeah. But then after that, I need 333 of these tokens that you get from raiding.
Right.
And I'm not raiding.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a problem.
Yeah, it's a slight problem, but I was like...
Sure, I can do it. I can. Yeah, make it
I was
happen.
Like, I just need to get with some people who are raiding, and
no one's
I was
getting like, this dagger. I can do this. Every raid group doesn't have a rogue.
Yeah, and
I'll
then
find the play.
And then Sir was like, you know, it's kind of doubtful, and I don't think it's gonna happen. And then I was like, oh. And then he kind of like threw a bucket of cold water, gave me reality check. Like, look. Don't get your hopes up.
Right.
Because I have to find a raid group who's getting all these down, who needs a rogue. And it's, you know, it's slim to none chance I'll get this down before Mr. Pandaria or even after Mr. Pandaria. So.
Right.
And I have two epic daggers out of it.
Yeah. And they're like 397.
And I have to, I think I've come to terms with the fact that I'm not a raiding person anymore.
You're not. Ice Flow the raiding anymore, as you said.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not Ice Flow the raider. That, I'm Ice Flow the rogue. So.
And you know, I was like, you know, that wasn't what made you to everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm cool with it. It's like I get stuck in the past, but it's good to move on to something else. So
right, it's but I'm like your dad stopping at J&S cafeteria every Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am a I'm a person of habit, but now I can concentrate on doing my Argent tournament dailies. Yes, I'll be doing those for like three more months because I want all the mounts in there.
Right.
And I still need to do Tol Barad dailies for the mount and the pet, and I'm gonna be doing my Fireland dailies after that. So
right,
and I think it's keep me busy.
Yeah, and then like last week, you know, we did do the raid with Muirton, the looking for raid 25 man.
Yep, we did the looking for raid.
Mm-hmm. And we fought Deathwing and destroyed Deathwing.
Yeah,
which in looking for raid it is slightly or majorly toned down.
Majorly.
For looking for raid crowd, and if you get some seasoned raiders in there, which we are, and everybody else that was in the raid group, it's almost a cakewalk. A lot of things, you know, it's very forgiving. So it was really a cakewalk for us, and it was good to.
Yeah, it's good to see the content.
Right. And even though we didn't get a title out of it, you know, we got to see it all, you know, and it was fun, and it was good seeing that. And we feel like with that, you know, seeing the end and stuff like that, we feel okay getting ready to play Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to play Star Wars now. I'm getting more and more excited, and it's starting tomorrow.
Yep.
It's crazy. And, but and I also want to say about WoW, we did Dark Moon Fair. How'd you like the Dark Moon Fair?
I liked it. I spent a little time, you know, trying to get my sea pony, and it took other people like less than, you know, 100 casts to get it. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I like what they did with it. I mean, it makes it fun. It's something different, and definitely something that will, you know, keep doing and whatnot.
Yep. But going back to Sweater, as people are calling
it. As Frisco's is calling it.
I know, I've heard other people call it Sweater. Sweater, Tor, yeah. Swotor. Early access starts tomorrow.
I know. So for those folks that got their early access code in right when they pre-order and everything, you know, they'll be getting their email. They start going out at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll be at work.
I know. Well, you'll be here, but.
Oh, yeah, but but I'm not too worried about it. Didn't take time off like some people did. Right. So, and hey, I kind of wish I had taken time off because I love my time off. But,
never too late, babes. Never too late.
No, I'm not going to take time off. We'll be working from home on Thursday. So on my lunch break, I'll be able to get some
time
tour in. Yep. And, they announced Realms today.
Yeah. We're going to be on Keller's Void.
Keller's Void.
Yep. So that's where we will be rolling, our tunes on Keller's Void. It's a PvE server on the East Coast. So hopefully we'll see you all there if you're playing, you know. Look for the traditional ice flow or cowboy, I'm assuming.
Yeah, if I don't get ice flow, I'm going to get the ice flow.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Or, I don't know. I'll just try to figure out something. Ice flow would be nice to have, or I may get some variation of it.
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to do cowboy and then cowboy fit.
Yeah, so. I'm sure you'll get it because you spell it kind of unusually. So
we'll see how it goes.
And my Skyrim problems are over with my wired Xbox controller. Remember how I said I couldn't play because the mappings were all messed up?
Right, and we thought that the update that was coming last week would fix it.
It didn't. I was so mad.
The update came and no fixie for your controller.
Oh, I was so mad. So I trolled the forums. Finally found someone who had written his own fix.
You gotta love developers like you.
I know, so I downloaded it, and it works. I can play Skyrim the way I want to play Skyrim.
And Mama was happy.
I was happy. So I'm back to getting pots and potatoes and fighting dragons.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and then one of the things that, you know, a few months back, Renee and I started reading Hunger Games together, and we finished this past week.
We did, yeah.
We finished the first book.
It was so good.
It was.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything, but if you like post-apocalyptic things and lots of action, you'll like this book.
Definitely. So we started Catching Fire, which is the second book in the series, and we're just having fun. So,
1100 Games.
Definitely.
And still reading Sookie Stackhouse. Finish another book, start on another.
Sookie Stackhouse.
Speaking of
Sookie Stackhouse.
The fridge is not prepared.
Sookie Stackhouse.
Hey, I need the segue to go into food, so why not Sookie Stackhouse?
You can. I think you don't say her name right on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the band that Graja suggested to us called Trombone Shorty.
Yep.
And the name of the song is Du Main Street.
Du Main Street, baby. Let's do Main Street.
Du Main Street. That's what I said. Du Main Street.
No, I said let's do it.
Oh, Du Main Street. So we had some good food. First, we went to Chewy's, which we haven't been in a while. For those of you all don't know, Chewy is excellent Tex-Mex food.
Yep.
Stationed out of Texas. They built a location here in Louisville, and we're so glad that they did.
Yes, definitely.
And thank God that they did.
Right? And I thank God I call Axe Gary.
For those of you all who have Ask Gary in your hometown, you don't know what we're talking about. But anyway, there's a server there named Jay who, you know, we get sometimes. He's really nice, so we ask for a section.
Yeah, definitely.
And he knows we like the dip with the chorizo in it, and yep. It's really good. So he suggested we get a dip. Really 99 cents more called
the Chewy Gooey. It was actually 20 cents more.
20 cents more.
Yeah.
And for 20 cents more, you get about three times as much.
Yeah, it's huge bowl.
It's huge.
And it has beans. It has everything else that the other queso has, plus refried beans, lettuce, and jalapenos.
Oh, my gosh. This was...
Jalapenos.
So, we had that, along with the special, with the pork tacos and the pork burrito.
Right, the mucho burrito.
Mucho burrito, but we didn't put a dent in this dip.
We did not.
We brought it home and ate off of it for 2 more days.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, so... it's not on the menu, so we have to remember to ask for it when we go back. Chewy, gooey.
And I'm definitely going to be asking for, you know, Jay, you know, because you said it's cool to do that, and you said management.
It is cool to do that. So, people like that. People like when you ask for their section.
Yeah. So I kind of hesitate to do that in the past and everything. I didn't want to cause him any issues or anything.
You didn't cause any issues at all. Hey, Jay's happy for the money.
Yeah, so.
So trust me. And then I made a new recipe. I'm glad I managed to make one.
I know.
I made shepherd's pie. Mm. And shepherd's pie always brings me back to when I was young. My mom used to make it. It used to be at school. It's really simple. Like the basic stuff in it is ground beef, mixed vegetables, mashed potatoes.
Or as Renee told me, she said mixed vegetables. No, she said meat, potatoes, mixed vegetables, and meat.
Shut up. I said meat twice by accident.
And I was like, yes, double meat.
But mine, I changed the recipe to make it mine. Okay, so tell me about your past experience with shepherd pie, Jay.
Honestly, I just remember it being bland. I mean, that's all I remember. Just it being bland. And I mean, it was kind of like going to Bob Evans and getting bland food. I mean, it was pretty much the gist of it. That was my shepherd's pie experience. And also, I thought shepherd's pie had like a bread crust over it or something like that.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I made it and I added some spices to the meat to make it not bland. There's cheese in it, of course, and cream of mushroom soup. What did you think?
It was very good. It was very good.
It's very hearty, I think.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, we had some a little bit last night, and then we had some today left over. And just to show you that I do eat leftovers, we did have some of that today, and it was still just as great.
Right. So I'm gonna take it to work with me tomorrow, but I'm gonna make something else for dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm having it for lunch tomorrow.
And the rest I'll probably freeze.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
whatever
we
don't
lunch.
Eat.
Oh, okay.
There's still gonna be some left. There's like a big, huge thing. I think so. It looked like it.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Not.
I don't think it is. Okay. I think it's the way it's sitting in there.
And then you, my little chef.
Yeah, I made a recipe myself. What? And I hear everybody falling on the floor. Yeah, I cook. Nah, I made a recipe that I got from the recipe swap at work. It was slow cooker chicken tortilla soup. And this was really, really good. I started it early Sunday morning. Well, it was Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock. And stuck it in the in there, and definitely got it up, you know, cooked it and put some cilantro in there. I was afraid that I put too much cilantro in there, but everyone said there's no such thing as too much cilantro.
There's no such thing as too much cilantro in tortilla soup.
Right.
There is such thing as too much if you put it in.
Oh yeah, I've had too much cilantro before.
But it was really, really good, and it's brothy, and I liked it. And it had lots of corn, which I loved.
And we had some today along with our shepherd's pie, and it was a nice combination.
It has a nice spice to it.
Yep.
So
I just burped right in the mic. I apologize.
That's awesome. So you did good, Jay. You did good.
You did too, babe.
So next weekend is cookie making weekend. Mm-hmm. I have to make cookies for my dad, for everybody. It's cookie weekend. Have to make enough so my sister can have some. I might put hers in a separate bag because she always comes in late.
Right.
So I'm going to put some in a separate bag for her so that hers won't be eaten up. Maybe three of each or something like that.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
But
I just got your last shipping order.
Oh, is that did that just come to your email?
Yeah.
Are you excited? Look at you getting everything done early.
I am.
You weren't like this last year.
But I do need to get one more thing for you, but you just can't go with me. So, it's all good.
Oh, that's not something you get online?
I don't think I can. Maybe I can. I have to look and see. When you're not around.
Oh, so that's not anything on my Amazon wish list then.
What? What? Chicken butt?
Ooh. But, yeah.
But, yeah. So, that was our weekend food. And we all had the recipes up on the website. Especially for the tortilla soup. I had some people that asked for it. And I'll definitely get that on there. And, what else? I think that's it.
That's it for food.
All right. Trumbo Shorty taking us out.
Trombone Shorty.
I feel like I got a band playing behind me. I feel like I'm David Letterman.
Or Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. Or that dude that has the Roots playing behind him.
Conan O'Brien?
No, the other, well.
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon. And speaking of the Roots, you'll be hearing a song from them later today.
Yeah, their album came out?
Yes, and I almost jumped right on it to buy it. And I'm glad I did not. Because it was on sale today for like $8 cheaper. And Anthony Hamilton's album comes out tomorrow, so I may wait on that one as well.
Ooh, I like Anthony Hamilton.
I may just come out, may just ooh, go out and get
that's
it.
That's baby making music.
Yeah, Back to Love is the name of the album.
I guess, oh, it's going to be real baby making music.
I guess we should have brought that up in media, but that's never the wrong place for love. Speaking of love. I don't have that much for Lock and Lock right now.
Oh, you have no love for Lock and Lock.
So, on Black Friday, or just Friday after Thanksgiving, they had this mystery box that you could buy from Lock and Lock for $9.99. And so, I'm a sucker for, like, grab bags, you know. And you get a grab bag, and it's guaranteed to be worth anywhere from $40 to $80. So I purchased one on the Friday after Thanksgiving, and then I purchased one on the 29th. That should have been a Monday or a Sunday after Thanksgiving. But lo and behold, and, you know, I was planning on using some of these for, I was planning to use some of these for Christmas gifts.
Right.
For parties, you know, kind of like elephant, white elephant gift type deal. But because it was less than $10 and everything, but their shipping is horrible, which,
and they try to give excuses for it.
Right. So they're giving mixed excuses. Their 800 number doesn't work. They don't return phone calls. They don't return emails. All they did was put on their Facebook, our shipping system broke. We're sorry, but they're not answering phone calls or anything like that. And, but then when you talk to them, it's like, oh, we just had a whole bunch of orders that came through and we don't, you know, and that's it. We just have a lot of orders. And it's kind of like, really? That's what you're telling everybody? You're not really, you know, doing anything. So I called, this is my second time calling them, and I talked to them and asked them, you know, what was the deal? And while I was talking to him, the girl's name was Nicole, and I pretty much backed her in the corner, and Renee was so,
I was so uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable in the house. And you would have thought that I was talking to her on the phone.
Okay, so I don't like conflict. Jay knows this. I hate conflict. It makes me really uncomfortable to the point where I just want to close my ears to whatever's going on.
Right, right. And it's really funny when I go to their Facebook page, they'll go up and say, "Happy hour. Need glass containers to store all kinds of food. 4 pieces of set glass canisters just for $11.99. Don't miss the happy hour deal." And then you got somebody coming in on a comment and say, "Dear Lock and Lock, I teach customer service and have even written college courses on the topic. Perhaps you would like me to come teach your management. Respond to your customers. Send updates. Communication is more than half the battle. Stop hiding. So,
and are you serious?
Yes, that's what people are saying. I mean, oh man, it's just funny because they'll put a happy hour special on there, and then I mean, even I've done it because they'll say, they said something like, "Oh, happy hour, did this," and I was like, "How about you send me my package I ordered on 11/26?"
Oh my god.
And I mean, it's just crazy.
That is totally ridiculous.
And it's though. Not just me. It's not just me. I mean, there are like people on here over and over and over.
I mean, if they need to learn how to deal with their growth. If they're having a huge growth, they need to learn how to deal with it.
Right.
Before they lose customers.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny. It's like you can order from Woot and get it on time. You can order from Amazon and get it on time. But if you order from them, it's just. That, you know, it's whatever. So that's my damn gripe today about doggone Lock and Lock, man. I don't know what to do. I mean, their product is great. It's really great. But it's like, if you can order it through QVC or order it through Woot.
Do so.
Or order through Amazon, just go that way. I mean, because right now they got something going on that is irritating a lot of people, unless you don't need it right away, you know, and it's a great deal. I'm surprised we got our lunch boxes. And actually
as
thinking
fast
about
as
that,
we did.
I know. And that was slow. I mean, that was almost like 2 weeks and just crazy people. But yeah, that was my gripe. So, unlike people at Lock and Lock, when you
contact us, damn it.
We'll answer your emails and we'll read your emails. We'll also, I mean, we'll talk back to you.
I know, because someone sent us an email.
All right. Who was that?
Strumpet.
Yay.
Hi. Hi, Strumpet. Hi. I love when she says hi, because I always say hi.
Hi.
And people at work think I'm crazy if I watch her videos at work. She says hi, and I'm like, hi.
I know. She's awesome.
She's so infectious. I love her.
I know. It's like when she says hi, you can't help me like, hi.
Hi. I love you, Strumpet. But she sent us a recipe and she said, "Hey, you two. I know I said I was going to do a chicken soup and I did, but I forgot to take a picture. So I thought I'd send you the recipe for this super, super easy pasta salad instead. My whole family loves it and it is so easy." So, she said nom at the end and hope you guys like it. So she gave the recipe and I've never tried pasta and lettuce mixed together. I'm really excited to try it. See what it tastes like.
Yeah.
And it has olive oil and Parmesan, which I love. So
right.
I'm excited. And it has spicy Italian sausage, which you love. Win-win.
I know. And plus this pasta. Is it hot pasta or cold pasta? Redo it real quick.
All right. It says you'll need one lemon. One package of pasta.
Preparation.
Boil the pasta. While waiting for the pasta water to boil, brown the sausage. When the sausage is boiled, toss it in with the salad. While this is happening, squeeze the juice out of the lemon. Mince about 1 tablespoon of garlic. I already have minced. Boom!
I know. That was the one thing about making... You're awesome for having all this stuff in the cabinet.
Mix garlic, oil, and lemon juice. When pasta is finished, drain and pour in with salad and sausage. Pour oil dressing over. Toss well. Put on bunches of Parmesan. I like that bunches. Toss again. So it's warm.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
So I'll probably try that this week.
Oh.
did you burp?
No, I didn't burp. But I had that little funny noise that comes in your throat sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You hate that.
Oh, God. It feels like in it weird. And it feels, makes your throat constrict a little bit.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. Oh, God. Sorry, people.
That's awesome.
But I got an email from Jeff today.
You did?
I did, but it was to me, but I'm thinking it's okay if I share it. But he asked me, did I listen to Mark Maroon's WTF podcast, which I don't. I'm going to have to check it out. He said, I just listened to the recent one. He interviews Donald Glover from Community. It really is a fantastic interview. At about 50 minutes in, they talk about black nerds. Thought you might like it, especially if you like Community. Well, I'm not a big fan of Community, But I'm definitely going to listen to it because I am cool with black nerds. And yeah, Jeff and I could talk about black stuff because I know Jeff's cool. He's from Canada.
Jeff's cool like
they
that.
They don't have black people up there anyway. So there are no black people in Canada.
Oh, that's funny. They get eaten we're going to get a whole bunch of people like, there are black people in Canada.
Because they get eaten by polar bears. They can't hide. They can't hide. They can't hide from the polar bears. Yeah, I'm black. I said it. So, don't y'all repeat it. Well, anyway, this is the end of the show. That was what? One awkward silence.
I was wondering where that awkward was. The awkward silence. I know
that
was.
That was right after the black joke. Nobody didn't get it. I guess you know. But if you want to email us, and if you want to complain about my black joke there at the end, you can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com. The podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog. All those at valentines are A-T, valentine, the letter A-T, and then valentine like the holiday.
Yep. And Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, thecaocaobOI. And my Twitter feed is the ice flow.
All right. And we mentioned it earlier that you'll get to hear a little Roots on the way out today. And you will from the new album Undone. This is I Remember from the Roots. You guys have a great week and we'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
From my empty repertoire, another hopeless story, never read it all. I'm better off looking for the end where the credits are. It's pain living life against the grain. I'm looking back and y'all look the same. Troy, Mark, and Lil, what's his name? Memory is rerunning it all. It's the flight of my fall, and it's right on the wall.
I remember, can you remember how it was?
Like the same song playing on a jukebox. Joint called Faded Polaroids in a shoebox. Regardless of what the cadence is, it can't be forgotten like old acquaintances. I realize how depressing of a place it is. And when I notice my reflection, whose face it is.
Still.